Senate Republican leader Trent Lott's political troubles deepened yesterday when Republican Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee said he would be willing to replace Senator Lott as majority leader. That broke open what has been a largely private struggle to determine the party's leadership and direction in the new Congress. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna joins us now for an update. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Alex.
How significant is it that Mr. Frist is saying he's willing to challenge Senator Lott?
Alex, this is a big deal, possibly a turning point in this drama, because earlier, even though a lot of GOP senators clearly had misgivings about Lott staying on as their leader, nobody had actually stepped forward to challenge Lott. Frist has now done that, and those opponents now have someone they can rally around. Frist has done this extremely carefully, though, as this distinguished heart-lung transplant surgeon does most things, and he's tried not to appear to be an opportunist. Instead, he's portraying himself as being urged by colleagues to do this for the good of the Senate as a whole. I mean, this is a man who only a week ago issued a statement saying he wholeheartedly supported Lott's leadership in the Senate. Now he's saying he'd likely step forward only if a majority of his GOP colleagues think a change in the leadership would benefit the Senate.
And how much support does Senator Frist seem to have at this point? He needs 26 votes, right, to be elected?
Yes, ultimately or to block an election or a vote on whether he should remain as leader. Since Frist threw down the gauntlet to Lott last night, at least three of Frist's colleagues have publicly endorsed him. And there are probably at least twice that many who back him privately, and we'll likely soon see how many others are willing to make their support public as well. Of course, by doing so, they're sort of burning their bridges with Lott, at the same time that they're increasing the perception that Lott's days are numbered after getting unanimously reelected just last month for another 2 years as Republican leader. Frist is also perceived to have support from the White House. As chair of the campaign to win back Republican control of the Senate, he worked closely with presidential political adviser Karl Rove, and he's seen as a close ally of the president himself. Now, the White House has been very careful not to appear to be meddling in this, at least publicly. Frist could lose support from some of his colleagues if he's seen to be too beholden to President Bush. And he might also face some tough questions about his large holdings in the huge for-profit hospital chain known as HCA that his father and brother founded. Just this week, that firm agreed to pay the federal government another $600 million, bringing its total settlements to $1.7 billion. For allegedly filing false Medicare claims and for kickbacks. Frist also helped craft a provision inserted in the Homeland Security Department bill at the last minute last month that shields vaccine makers from liability lawsuits. And that's a provision that's since drawn plenty of criticism and which Democrats and some Republicans say they intend to remove when Congress reconvenes next month.
Is there another Senate Republican who's interested in challenging Trent Lott, or is Senator Frist it?
Well, there's Don Nichols of Oklahoma, who for the last 6 years has been sort of playing second fiddle to Lott as the GOP whip in the Senate, and who's considered challenging him in the past. Nichols on Sunday became the first Republican senator to suggest a vote on whether Lott should remain as leader, and he's been accused since by some colleagues as being opportunistic. He may throw his support to Frist. And then there's the incoming whip, Kentucky's Mitch McConnell, and the number three Republican, Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum. Both of them have been Lott's biggest defenders up until now, and they would likely only become contenders if Lott either resigns or gets knocked out.
And what about Senator Lott? Has he responded to Senator Frist officially?
Well, Lott is still defiant. Last night, his spokesman issued a statement saying, quote, Senate Republican leader Trent Lott will be the majority leader in the next Congress. Lott's been working the phones from his home base in Mississippi, calling his 50 Republican colleagues. And he insists he has enough support to keep his post. He says he's not resigning, and if he sticks to that stance, then his fate may well be decided at the meeting of GOP senators on January 6th, the day before Congress convenes. He'll need 25 of those senators to back him if he's to resist a challenge to his leadership.
All right, thanks very much. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna.